This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, indeed. It's time for us to talk about talk here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my colleague and friend, mentor, and expert, Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the expert in talking about talk. Whenever there's talk about talk, they want to talk to the expert on talk about talk. That's Michael Harrison, who's here to talk about talk.
Sounds like there's a tongue twister in
there. Yes, there is. Right. All right, so my friend, you're going to go through the charts for the week of October 31st to November 4th for us, please.
Okay, this is the part where I talk. So at number 10, we have a tie between abortion and LGBTQ rights. At number 9, we have race relations, immigration, and anti-Semitism. At number 8, crime and homelessness. At number 7, COVID-19 and other health issues. At number 6, all kinds of big tech stuff and the activities of the big twit, Elon Musk. At number five, Russia-Ukraine war tied with a Brazilian election and foreign affairs. And then there's also the Israeli election. So the boys are back in town, some old faces presidential offices or prime minister positions.
We always like talking about the interview you and I did in his closet.
I'm glad he's back just for that story to have new currency.
Yes, right, exactly.
You know? Yeah. I always root for guys I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right.
Can get you in a lot of trouble because we know a lot of scoundrels.
Yeah, we do.
At number 4, Trump's legal issues. At number 3, Pelosi's home invasion. At number 2, the economy and the Fed rate hike. And number 1, politics in the midterm elections. So we're getting close to the midterms. And matter of fact, next time we meet, they'll have already been done.
Yes.
We'll be talking about how
either number 1 again, probably.
Yeah, the aftermath. And we'll talk about how either the polls are either correct or incorrect.
Uh-huh.
On our people survey, we have a whole bunch of characters. Elon Musk at 10, Vladimir Putin at 9, Paul and Nancy Pelosi at 8, Jay Powell at 7, J.D. Vance and Tim Ryan tied at 6, Herschel Walker and Raphael Warnock at 5, Mark Kelly and Blake Masters at 4, Mehmet Oz and John Fetterman at 3, Donald Trump at 2, Joe Biden at 1, and there's a snapshot of the talk of the week.
What about Elon Musk? Number 10 on the people list. The staff at Twitter says that they were locked out of their company, their email accounts shut off just before all of the layoffs, the evening before. So what does that say about Musk? He's interested apparently in running this company himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to one of the people that I know and you know well in the talk radio world, Jennifer Horn, who works on the accompanying hour to our countdown show. She's doing mornings at KRLA in Los Angeles, said the day after Twitter officials were fired and Musk actually took over, her number of followers on Twitter increased by 2,000 in a day. What does that tell you about what was going on there? Is there a throttle on some of these social media sites?
Of course there's a throttle.
Of course there is.
Of course. Oh, yeah. Give me a break.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Internet was supposed to clear up all the confusion about the inaccuracy of ratings back in the day of over-the-air ratings or newspaper circulations or box office or record company reports, you know, the different ways we make charts. But the Internet has done exactly the opposite. It's created ratings that are more suspect, I'm being kind.
Yes.
Metrics, we call them now, than we've ever seen before. This one has 2 million followers, and this one, give me a break. It's so ripe for fraud that it's disgusting.
Yeah. It is. And there are a lot of things being said by a lot of politicians that are pretty disgusting as well. The business, the number nine on the countdown and the focus on anti-Semitism, pretty troubling. I see this as something that, you know, there's a FBI warning this weekend as we're doing this program. Office in Newark has urged the synagogues in New Jersey to take all security precautions to, I'm reading from the FBI's press release, take all security precautions to protect your community and facility this weekend. But they're not saying why. They don't know, or they probably do know, but they aren't saying who made the threats against them and what is going on right now that seems to be bringing this back up to the surface, Michael. I guess that's one of the things that I would wonder. Again, this is number nine on the countdown story list.
Well, anti-Semitism always comes and goes, and it's always there. It's always either prevalent or just beneath the surface. And the discussion about why that is and how that is a very complex one. But I would say a couple of the things that are fueling the discussion about anti-Semitism, aside from that very provocative story you just told us about New Jersey, mm-hmm. is Kanye West and his seeming habit of embracing Adolf Hitler that now is being revealed to have gone back for years. Yeah. He's a fan of Hitler. And Kyrie Irving, a major basketball star with the Brooklyn Nets,
was suspended
for five games for reportedly supporting a movie and a book that contain anti-Semitic themes, and he refused to apologize or to mention it or talk about it or come clean, and he eventually did. But those kinds of things are troubling. Believe it or not, Kanye West, Ye, as he likes to be called now, is, in spite of the fact that many people think of him as one of these high-profile buffoons because of his connection with the Kardashians, and he's actually very influential. And he's not stupid. He may have some, you know, emotional issues, you know, but he's not to be taken lightly. And he is doing a lot of damage out there in terms of riling up anti-Semitism. So that's why we're talking.
There are these, the pockets don't even, it's not small anymore. People don't like blacks because they're black. They don't like Jews because they're Jewish. They don't like this person, the Republicans don't like the Democrats. It's like, we all have lists, or it seems I don't, but many people do have lists of people they won't associate with because of something that is different about them than them. They don't trust them. They don't. Whatever it is, where does that start?
Some people are scapegoats. Some people are judged by the characteristics of. You know, every group has characteristics, but no group should be judged as a group. we learn that time after time.
What a great. let's say that again.
The groups do have characteristics, and you can focus on them, you can make fun of them, you can jokes about them, you can stereotype them, but when you really look at it, that's a terrible thing to do, and you cannot judge a group as a group. You have to judge people as individuals, and otherwise it leads to all kinds of problems. And everybody has a reason why they don't like some group. They could have been brainwashed by their parents, which is mostly where it starts.
Yes.
It's brainwashing. Yeah. You know, back to there's an old Rodgers and Hammerstein song from South Pacific, an old play, a musical that really is a powerful song. It's called You've Got to Be Taught. And basically the theme of it is you've got to be taught to be a hater.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't come
naturally.
No one's born a hater. You're taught. And when you think about the brainwashing that starts at the home, you know, religion, nationality, hates, loves, all this stuff. I mean, you can't replace the parents. You can't replace the family. That would be worse. I mean, you can't have the government control what children learn. But you ask, where does it start? It starts with parents. It starts with the home. It starts with the indoctrination that we humans get from birth. And where we happen to be, you know, by the luck of the draw, born into.
Yeah.
I mean, would most people be the religion that they are if they weren't born into it?
Probably not. No, probably not. So let me take this one step further. The Madison Children's Museum this week fired a Wisconsin man because he wore an Adolf Hitler costume over Halloween. What they found out after the fact, after they fired him, was he had some kind of disability and a learning disability, and apparently was given this costume by somebody as a prank. He didn't know who Hitler was, so he was fired. It would seem to me that makes a mockery of the real meaning behind not wanting to have any Nazi stuff around.
I'm sure that once the truth comes out, they'll reverse that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a misunderstanding, don't you think? Mm-hmm. And the person who set him up is the culprit there.
I remember a couple of years ago, there was a teacher who was suspended after she allowed one of her students to dress as Hitler in a school event. And you wonder, okay, is it allow? Is that the, did she encourage? Sometimes this stuff goes too far, I think.
This stuff lends itself to overreaction and misunderstanding, and it all depends on the context. I mean, look at the motion picture and then the Broadway musical Back to Broadway again of the producers and the mock musical that they created so as to ensure that they have a flop, you know, called Springtime for Hitler.
Yeah.
and it wound up being a success because it was so outrageously funny.
It was crazy, yeah. All right, Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here. Lots to think about and talk about on the countdown, 18 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller. Who is from the Calitrin organization. All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We have a fall sale, which I know it doesn't feel like fall everywhere yet, including where we're at right now. But we have a huge fall sale going on right now. Buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four. Buy five, get five. It's a great time to stock up and save. Maybe you've got a lot of weight to lose. Maybe you and your friend want to split it, go and lose some weight together. Maybe you and your honey want to do it. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free too. We've got real live people right here in USA who will answer the phone and answer your questions. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 23 after the hour. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen going through, not necessarily just by the numbers, we're going through the items that seem to pique our interest. That's one of the things that we do. We don't follow necessarily a schedule of things. We've been talking off the air, frankly, a lot about Elon Musk and what he is about and what he isn't about. Here's something that we're talking about, personal privacy or the personal rights or whatever. There was something that came out this week, and this is, I think, from the crime department, so I put it under number 8 on the story list this week, Michael. Senator Ron Wyden said that the personal data of over half of people living in America has been given to law enforcement and intelligence agencies without any oversight. So law enforcement has info on half the people, over 150 million Americans, have their data scrutinized by law enforcement. Under what circumstance? Under what guise? So that we're, I mean, this information, this is also where the government gets out of control.
Security.
Oh, God, yes, yeah, right. So is that appropriate?
No. Well, of course it's not appropriate. I've said 100 times over the course of the decades on this program, as we go deeper into the 21st century, we are going to run out of clean water. We're going to run out of time. Mm-hmm. We're not going to have enough time to do everything we need to do. And we're going to run out of privacy. And the privacy genie is out of the lamp. You know, you can't get that toothpaste back in the tube. I don't know how we're ever going to get our privacy back as long as we have this dependency on high tech that we all enjoy. Uh-oh. And I wouldn't be surprised if 100% of our information is available to one or another law enforcement agency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Number 2 on the list, I'm bouncing around a little bit here, the economy. Rate hike. Apparently, this weekend, Democrats are trying to find a way to avert yet another shutdown, another government showdown. Democrats and Republicans do not agree on where to spend money. This has happened. Has there been a budget in recent memory? I think we ask this question frequently. The budget, I don't think there's been a budget since Bill Clinton was president.
It's just every Clinton, which is ironic that Bill Clinton is a Democrat And, you know, quite often the Democrats run more balanced budgets than the Republicans.
When he left, there was no debt. Yeah, zero. Yeah. That George Bush came in and started the war in Iraq, that got us $3 trillion in debt, and that was only in,
Reagan
that
also
was
got
20
us in
some
debt.
Odd years ago. Huh?
Reagan got us in debt. Nixon got us out of debt, but he was very liberal. You know, Nixon was a liberal, and Kennedy was a conservative. Yeah. And both did very well if you didn't look at the personalities or aspects of them. You know, had Nixon not been such a jerk, He would have been a great president. It's
well,
crazy.
Say that about Trump, right?
You know,
doesn't the same thing apply, really?
You know,
when he had down
Kennedy,
brass tacks?
Kennedy was extremely conservative. Yeah. Lyndon Johnson, who came in as a conservative, was extremely liberal.
Yeah.
Until he got sucked into the war. Had he never gotten into the war, Johnson would have been maybe the greatest president of all time. But the point I'm driving at is you can't judge a book by its cover in terms of politicians. The words liberal and conservative flip-flop all the time, and they're bastardized.
Yeah.
The Republican Party was the party that freed the slaves.
Yeah, there it is. Bingo. How times change, right? 28 after, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republicans of the House Judiciary Committee released a report on Friday that accuses the FBI and Justice Department of political bias. Ranking committee member Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says the report shows how bad things have gotten.
It's all driven by politics now over there. We live in the greatest country ever, but America's not America if you have a Justice Department that treats people differently under the law. It's supposed to be equal treatment under the law. That's not happening.
The report details investigations Republicans plan to consider if they win a majority in the House after the midterm elections. President Biden is cheering the October jobs report, which revealed 261,000 jobs were created last month. The report also showing that hourly earnings rose by 0.4% in October. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable, or you simply just don't like how it works, well, right now, During open enrollment is a perfect time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the industry. That's double. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for 30 years. It's shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. And here's why now is the perfect time to make the switch. If you join MediShare Complete by January 1st, they will waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off your first year. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month for all of next year. But again, it's a limited time offer. So yeah, you're not stuck. You've got a great option. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
There's no later, there's only now, and now we're continuing our focus on the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. The charts for the week are published every week at talkers.com, also on gooddayshow.com. We're going through, not necessarily in order, but things that seem to stand out, that are crying for some conversation. I often say to Michael, when the world is okay when there's a sports item on the countdown. If there's at least one sports thing, okay, there's hope.
Well, and Kyrie Irving is,
I suppose,
sports
that's
thing.
The sports.
Yeah. I'm talking about good, like who's winning and who's losing.
Right now, the World Series is going on, and if this were any other time but the now, in other words, if we were living in the then. Yeah. World Series took over everybody's thinking. Kids didn't go to school.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, they didn't play the games at night. They played them during the day when children could see them.
Could see them.
And then, of course, at school, sometimes an enlightened principal will bring a TV into the auditorium and everybody would watch if the home team was in it. And kids were listening to their transistor radios with those little earplugs that were the forerunners of today's earbuds. But now baseball's no big deal unless you live in Philadelphia or Houston.
Yeah, and people don't like Houston because they still remember when they cheated.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of booing going on. maybe it's appropriate to a certain extent anyway, but it's nice to have some focus. One of the things, number seven this week, the COVID story as we continue, Pfizer has launched a trial of combined vaccines that are supposed to prevent the seasonal flu and COVID-19 together. Because the stats on COVID-19 going back up again, and the seasonal flu tracker suggests that flu will be much more of a problem this year than it has been the past couple of years. So that brings us around to asking everybody whether you are going to get this shot. Will you get this shot, Michael?
Yeah. No, I have not gotten that shot. I mean, I have my yearly physical, at which point, usually in December, at which point the doctor and his nurses gang up on me and don't let me leave if I don't get a flu shot. They really work you over. Like, I don't want a flu shot. What do you mean you're not going to have a flu shot? And then there's, as you walk down the hallway, if you get past him, a group of nurses jump out from the nursing station and say, you're getting a flu shot. So I have succumbed.
Like it or not.
Yeah, I've succumbed over the last few years to that. I've had my, I've had a couple of vaccines, I've had a couple of boosters, and now I'm watching very carefully. In fact, I was just talking to a doctor the other day who swore by them, said that they're great. And then you talk to another doctor, and they tell you that these vaccines could be causing all kinds of things from fatigue to, you know, I don't know. I think you have to just know your own physiology, go with your own experience, and understand that doctors are human and they're just there to help you come to decisions. You can't make it through this life if you're stupid. And of course, you can't be happy if you're smart. Ignorance is bliss. So you have to choose to either be stupid and happy or smart and unhappy. But there's a balance to that, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. So number three on the story list is the home invasion at the Pelosi's and where that all is, he's been released from the hospital. The attacker is in jail. More security. Every single newspaper, every single television story has had a picture of their home. How would they ever get privacy again when everybody is looking at a picture of their home in San Francisco?
Move.
Right? Yeah, move to another place. Yeah.
That's all. But, I mean, the fact that, that the Pelosi's could have a home invasion really sends chills, you know, down your spine. It's extremely disturbing. Yeah. Just like that story years ago when emotionally disturbed man made his way to the Queen's bedside.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
it makes you worry when you turn out the lights at night and you go to sleep, you know. What's going on out there?
That old
it's
song
a very
from Jay
disturbing Yeah, it's
Remember
a disturbing
the,
story.
The old song from Jay and the Americans, let's lock the door and throw away the key now.
Yeah, dum dooby dum dooby dum.
Dum dooby dum, yes, right. Okay, let's see what else we can sink our teeth into here. Donald Trump, number two on the list of people being discussed, is a New York judge this week who chided the defense team, Trump's defense team, for failing to submit any evidence at all. The quote was, quote, an iota of evidence that would rebut allegations of fraud. Supposedly, he has defrauded business associates of $200 million, and that includes overvaluing his assets, apartment houses and stuff, so he could borrow more money against them. That doesn't sound like it's illegal. It just sounds like the people in the bank are stupid.
It's against the law to lie on credit applications.
Right.
It's against the law to lie to the FBI. It's against the law to lie in court. It's against the law to lie to the IRS. So some of these things are, crimes, if in fact they are able to indict Trump or take it all the way.
Yeah.
There's great questions as to whether, because of Trump's unique position within the American psyche and the fact that he has so many followers and the fact that he is a viable candidate and that he is without any kind of restraint in terms of what he says and does, that he's a force to be reckoned with, even though they've got him on a number of legal issues and others are trumped up, no pun intended.
Yeah.
This is a very big issue, and it's a problem. He probably will be a Teflon individual and get away with all of it. As to whether he'll be president again, I don't know.
The economy, number two, the number of homes being sold. I was talking to a friend of mine who's a real estate person last night about who's buying the homes. Are they borrowing the money, or do they have cash?
Well, apparently, if they have cash, they're probably from another country.
Again, I guess you look at the source here. Mortgage rates are at a 20-year high, but most people who are buying homes right now are paying cash. So that tells you that they're older, they're probably white, and they probably are retired. with a healthy stipend. There are a lot of people that are living in rich zip codes, affluent zip codes, probably a better way to put it, who are downsizing, selling their homes in the Boston area. There are communities like Wayland, Weston, Newton. The average home is $4 or $5 million. All the kids are gone, so they sell the house, and they go buy a new house for $2 million. It's half the size, but it's cash, not borrowing money. Because who wants to borrow money at the interest rate that now is prevalent, right?
Well, the higher the interest rate, the harder it is to confidently or comfortably borrow money.
Yeah.
What
right.
A lot of people don't realize, you know, they think I paid $150,000 for my house, and I have a 20-year mortgage. And then they sell the house after 20 years for $160,000, and they made $10,000. Actually, they paid $300,000 for the house when you count interest. Right. Why do we play games? We lie to ourselves with fuzzy math, even though we know in our gut that doesn't feel right. When you take a loan for a house, you're paying a lot more money for that house than you realize.
Yep.
So therefore, it's smart in many ways, if you can afford it, to park your money in a house and avoid the interest rates.
Yeah.
But people have different approaches to that. So, you know, I don't want to go too deep into my own ignorance the basic broad strokes of it is, don't think just because you have credit and you can get in, a loan that you're getting a deal. The banks haven't gotten to where they are because they're, altruistic.
No. Number eight this week on our countdown is about crime. I'd like to tie it to Halloween. The mayor of a town in Oregon arrested for attempted murder following a road rage incident on Halloween that left him firing gunshots at a family in a car, four people in a car. He apparently wasn't satisfied that they moved fast enough at a light, so he bumped them, pushed them with his car. This is on Halloween night. The family was out doing trick-or-treating. They were traveling from one place to another. They were in their Halloween costumes, and so the mayor in his SUV pulled up behind them, and apparently who knows what went on. Bumped the car, got angry, so he gets out his gun and he starts shooting at the car. Hmm. How do you like that for a happy Halloween? Here's another one.
Boy, there's a lot of societal ills tied up in that story.
Yep.
I don't even how do you unpack that one?
Here's another one.
I hate trick-or-treating, by the way.
And here's one that adds up to that. Three Oregon families found razor blades in their children's candy on trick-or-treat night. So this is Eugene, Oregon. A lot of people listening to this program in Eugene, Oregon, as a matter of fact. So how does it get to a point where somebody is that sick that they do this to youngsters who are trick-or-treating? And it's been going on for a long time. Maybe I shouldn't have brought it up because...
No, maybe you should have brought it up. Maybe it's not even true. It's such an old theme, you know. The old lady down the block puts razor blades in the apples.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember that when I was a kid. Do you remember that, you know? Mm-hmm. There was no old lady down the block, and there were no razor blades in the apples. But that's like sort of a meme or a trope.
Yeah.
A couple of words that are floating around these
words.
Days. That's a trope from Halloween.
Are they woke?
Yeah. Oh, they've been woke. They're woke. So woke, they're in a fantasy.
All right, 46 after. What's on the MH interview at talkers.com after this? On the people side of things from talkers.com, Doug Steffen with a list of names that have been on people's minds this first week of November. Elon Musk is at 10. Bad Vlad is at 9. I'm talking about Mr. Putin. The Pelosis are at 8. Jay Powell is at 7. The candidates for Senate in Ohio are 6. The candidates for Senate in Georgia are 5. The candidates, candidates. A lot of different characters here. I think the Dr. Oz Fetterman thing is probably what attracts the most attention in the country, so therefore it's number 3. Donald Trump is number two, and Joe Biden is number one, as you might expect. Although the two of them kind of go back and forth sometimes, depending on what it is the two of them are focusing on. We're here to put all of these things in focus on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization. The all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off, that's the slug line for Calitrin. But there's so many other stories that go with it, thanks in part, at least, to all of the things that are on the website, toploss.com, the success stories that are there. And that includes you, Elizabeth Miller, right?
I lost 40 pounds with it years ago, and I've been able to keep it off. I maintain it by taking Calitrin during the eating season, which is now upon us. And,
yep,
you know, I'll take it a little bit before the summer gets here if I want to drop a few pounds.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as the special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free too, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right, Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with the charts for the week of October 31st and November 4th. Story list, by the way, both the story list and the people list is promoted every week at talkers.com and on gooddayshow.com. So you can, if you want to know what the big stories are, the big conversation points of the week, anytime you check it out at those two sites. At number 10, a lot of focus on rights, individual rights. Number 9, race relations. I would think that the two would go together, though, but they aren't. And number 8, all the crime in our country. Wow, the numbers are going crazy in the various parts of the country. COVID is at 7, making a tick up. Big tech, mostly the focus on Elon Musk and stuff. Number 5 is the war. Number 4, Trump. Number 3, the Pelosi invasion. And number 2, the economy. Number 1, the midterm elections coming up next week. You know, one of the things that happens here on the Countdown Show, when you have gone through most everything and think, okay, we've covered everything, there's probably, because of the amount of money spent, I saw a figure, I don't think I was relating it to the ladies who were on the Countdown Review that we do that accompanies the show. The amount of money spent this year, would you and I talk about that? Or was it them? I can't remember. $197 billion or some unbelievable amount of money has been spent.
On what?
On midterm elections. Buying commercials.
It's good for the media. It provides an extra burst of income.
Yeah.
There's a whole industry surrounding elections, so that money does go from one hand to another in its circulation.
Yeah.
But it just shows you how corrupt and the power of money in setting policy and why special interests will spend that much money, you know, on jobs that only pay $120,000 a year.
Yeah.
Why do they spend, you know? Well, it's the power that comes with it. And isn't it interesting how most politicians, when they retire, they're wealthy.
Very wealthy.
Way wealthier than their incomes would have indicated.
And nobody asks the question, hey, how'd you get that money?
No.
Yeah, they do.
They dodge it. They dodge it.
I had a lot of speaking engagements, and I wrote a book.
I mean, even Bernie Sanders is a millionaire.
Of course. All right. So next week, I'm sure focus number one will be the elections again, the results. Michael Harrison will be here, as usual. This is Talk Radio Countdown Show at 10 before the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Okay, 53 after the hour, back on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's the official legal expert when it comes to some of the items that are on the charts, things that have some sort of legal ramification. Get Steve's take on that. He also, by the way, is the founder of Scamicide. You hear me talking about that with him, the website which informs a lot of people about the danger of scams. The government of the United States, the FBI, the CIA, has data on half, 150 million Americans, and they won't tell you why they have it, and they won't even tell you who's on the list. So isn't there something illegal about the government fishing around for your data?
You know, we do have laws and we do have rights under the Constitution. It's a question of how they obtain that data. In many instances, you know, years ago there was a cartoon called Pogo, and Pogo, they were dealing with environmental stuff. We have met the enemy and he is us. And all too often we put out a lot of personal information on social media. There are also agencies of the government where we have to provide information, and so the harvesting of that information is not necessarily legal. But what it does show is that those old rules under which you know, we operated for many years don't protect our privacy today, and that it is really necessary, I think, to have a bill of rights as far as privacy goes for private companies and governments. And good luck getting Congress to do something about it, because I don't even think they understand the problem.
It really is amazing, isn't it, huh? The Pelosi home invasion and what happens to this guy. There are so many angles to this story. Legally, this guy is in jail, he gets charged, will he face more severe consequences because of who he was after?
Yeah, there are specific laws that make it illegal not only to go after, as his intent was, Speaker Pelosi, but there are federal laws in regards to attacks on family members of governmental officials. So you've got just a host of criminal charges, state and federal, and it turns out he's an illegal alien. Apparently, we built the wall on the wrong border. He's from Canada, and they're talking about deporting him to Canada. So we'll see what happens with that. But yeah, he's got a lot of very serious charges, and then you can well expect, and I certainly expect it, there will be an insanity plea, which could really cause the whole thing to go out the window.
Right. All right. The Trump issues with the law, all of these various things. Each week there's a different, right? There's a different suit filed. Somebody's suing him. He's suing somebody else. So what is it that you, where do we go? Where do we go with this stuff?
Yeah, it's funny that you meant, where do we go with that stuff? You know, one of the big stories of the week is that Attorney General Merrick Garland is considering appointing a special prosecutor to investigate, special counsel, all of the federal charges against Trump and come up with some recommendations and come up with them before Trump starts running for president, which would muddy the waters. Mm-hmm. But indeed, I think we're going to see the special counsel, and I think it'll probably be someone it will have bipartisan support, although, you know, supporters of Trump will probably be saying that, he's not tough enough, and the supporters and the people that don't like Trump are going to say he's not doing the job. So one way or another, it's going to be under fire. The House request for the tax records, which the Supreme Court put on hold, that isn't a done deal. And certainly it is a question, because this was not charges against him. This was the House investigating audits of presidents. So that one's an open call.
Parkland shooter sentenced to life. A lot of people think he should have had a needle stuck in his arm. He doesn't have a chance for parole, does he?
No. He's got 34 life sentences, he's not going to see the light of day ever.
Yeah, that probably is a good thing. All right.
Yep.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, professor of law at Bentley University here in Boston, and also the expert. What he claims on his resume, the first thing is legal expert on the Good Day program and the Countdown. That's first on his resume.
Number one.
Number one with a star. All right, I'm Doug Steffen. It's 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.